CompanyNissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
Gun owners and target shooters, there's a new place in town to shop. Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton has a huge selection of hard-to-find models of Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Kimber. Visit Metro's 13-lane indoor range for a fun day of target shooting. Metro also carries reloading supplies and has a gunsmith on site. The newest location of Metro Shooting Supplies is on St. Charles Rock Road, near Fifi. Or visit Metro's original store and range in downtown Belleville. Go to buylearnshoot.com for more. That's buylearnshoot.com.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit of pass, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Flawless.
Gold dust at my feet.
Absolutely flawless.
Not sure what happened there.
What? what did I miss?
Nothing.
You not mean to hit that?
Hey, yeah, he did say that.
Maybe a while.
That's a great thing about how bad this show is. You can't tell the stuff that's supposed to be on the air from the mistakes. The beautiful thing. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. As we find ourselves 8 days away from Halloween, the guy who's on here in the morning, I can't remember his name, hates Halloween, makes that clear every year, hates it. But he has no kids, say. I think sometimes if you don't have kids, you have a whole different...
I don't have kids, but I don't know what's there
you're
to
not
hate
mean.
About it.
You're not mean to kids.
I mean, no. I think he just enjoys taking that side of it.
Yeah. Hey, how about this, and we'll talk about this maybe later, and some ladies can chime in if you want to call, but this new research... that says this whole PMS thing is a hoax. There's no such thing. Like it's all these years women have used PMS, and now these specialists, these are saying there's no PMS.
Wow.
Whoa.
I don't know.
We bought into this all this time. Maybe we'll have time.
It is like a built-in excuse, just to.
It really is. Well, so is
act like a.
So is, well, I don't want to sound sexist here, but Burke segment, do we have
it? No, I'm just in misery in after mood. Last night. It's just awful. Three awful games.
What do you even say?
You can't say anything.
Three games. One run in three games.
Yep.
What do you say?
Pretty
I mean,
bad.
I'm not an expert.
I heard Marvin Kilcorn talking about, it's Kornfeld?
Yeah.
He was talking about the Joe Buck issue and everything, and
what
how he
Joe
doesn't
Buck
understand
issue?
He doesn't understand all the hate that Joe gets from.
I don't know that I
St.
understand
Louis
it
people.
Either. Here's another thing I don't understand. You guys can help me with this. I keep hearing people, railing on Tim McCarver. What am I missing? What is it about him?
I don't. Well, first of all, this is just my opinion.
Because to me, he seems fine.
I don't think he's that great as a color analyst.
Okay,
but
he's not
he's
colored.
Just. He's a color. Oh. That's the term in the play-by-play.
I was going to say,
play.
I thought you said he's a color.
No,
analyst.
I would never say
that. Not really politically correct.
But he, I mean, I know people give Joe a hard time because they kind of think he's taking the Giants side, but it was blatantly obvious with Tim McCarver that he is not a Cardinal. I mean, he despises
well, he,
our
but he
team.
Was a Cardinal.
Yeah, McCarver
I know.
Was a Cardinal
How
for years.
How can he
years?
Not be a Cardinal fan? How can he hate
know.
The Cardinals?
And then he went to the Phillies with Steve Carlton. Because he became Steve Carlton's catcher.
Hey, look who's here, Bob Costas.
Hey Bob.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, everyone.
Wow. But even Marvin Kornfeld agreed with that Tim McCarver was blatantly obvious
So did he have some beef with the Cardinal? Did he leave on bad terms? Because remember the whole Ozzie thing. I mean, De La Russa left. Ozzie wouldn't go near the place.
I don't think McCarver did leave on bad terms. I think he just consciously, when the Cardinals are doing something, he goes way overboard.
Is it like the same thing? Because people know that
he
was a Cardinal?
Yeah,
he feels like he has to take the other team's side?
You know what? Let's not talk about it. It doesn't matter. It's over. It's over. I mean, it's really over. So that's the end of that deal. I gave it up the top of the seventh. I went and watched the debate.
I did too. And I saw the score and I thought,
this is not going to turn around. I'm done. I quit watching top of the seventh. So Dan says they did God Bless America again. I wasn't there for that. And who sang it?
I can't remember. It was some group that was there, somebody like the Kingston Trio or something.
Oh, my favorites.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not.
I cannot remember who the heck did it. But.
What were we thinking when we went through the Kingston Trio phase and the folk singers?
I know I've heard them, but what hit would I? And they had like one hit, didn't they?
Kingston Trio. Oh man, yeah, look it up. Dan, help me. Kingston Trio.
I can't think.
They did. They had a couple of hits.
Yeah,
but we went through a phase of this.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
And the Kingston Trio.
MTA? Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Long time past.
Tom Dooley.
Oh, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. What's this? Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Wow.
Thank you. I met her on a mountain.
When were they from? Maybe the 60s? Was that when they were big?
Yeah. It was the goofiest music ever. It was so wholesome and corny.
That folk phase.
It was bad.
There was another group. And here's the other era and genre. That's a fancy word.
Wow.
Of music I never understood. The Letterman and Four Freshmen. That sort of clean-cut quartet music.
Bow ties.
No, they didn't wear bow ties.
They had skinny black ties.
The Four Freshmen. And Letterman. I didn't get it.
It's all like the school chums.
It's exactly the kind of look that most kids would make fun of.
Right.
If you went to school looking like the Letterman, you go, what a geek. And the music was geeky, goofy, too. So we had our phases, and embarrassing phases. No Burke segment? Segment is officially closed. The phone lines, however, are open.
And there's always a however in life.
They're open, and here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Jump on in. Welcome aboard. Let's talk to Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm aiming PM.
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah. And I believe Tim McCarver left because Carlton left, and Carlton left under bad circumstances, and I think McCarver had to go with him, or Carlton requested that McCarver go with him.
Yeah, Carlton requested, after he got to the Phillies, he requested that they get Tim McCarver because he was his personal catcher.
Yeah, I think Tim McCarver left under not so good circumstances, and I think he's bitter with the Cardinals that he was forced to go to the Phillies, and he doesn't talk good about the Cardinals at all. And I'm pretty sure he won at least one World Series with the Cardinals, if not more.
How old is he?
Tim McCarver?
I would guess late 60s, early 70s.
I think he's probably the same age as Mike Shannon.
So about 70. Isn't Shannon about 70?
Early 70s.
Okay. Yeah, Shannon's like 71 or 72, I think.
I'm thinking McCarver's late 60s.
Okay, all right. All right. Well,
and Joe Buck, I understand, he's a national broadcaster. He is a broadcaster, and he can't be favor one team or another, but Tim McCarver could definitely not talk so bad about the Cardinals.
Oh, it doesn't matter which team it is either. They're the greatest team ever, whoever we're playing against.
Here's something, Scott, that I heard last night. I was going to mention this. I'll mention it while you're on here. And this I find hilarious. I heard, and I don't know if it was Joe Buck or who, but after the game was over there out on the field celebrating, I heard somebody say, you know, San Francisco fans. No, it was when they had the ceremony with Aaron, what's her name, Andrews down
Aaron
on
Andrew.
The field. Oh. And and it was the manager or the owner, and he held up the thing and he said, you know, this proves, you know, what we've always known, that the San Francisco fans are the greatest fans in baseball. Yeah. Really? I've always heard the Cardinal fans are the greatest. I think whoever wins,
right,
then all of a sudden they have the greatest fans in baseball.
Oh.
And every poll ever has always said the Cardinal fans are
the best.
By the
way, you know what that is? That's nothing more than the ownership, the rich, fat, wealthy owners making an attempt to somehow sort of attribute to the fans. If it weren't for you fans, what they should say is, and thanks to all you people who bought $9 beers.
Right.
And all of you who got sucked into paying all this money. Thank you.
Thank you for lining our pockets.
Yeah, thanks for making us so rich. And then salute them, because that's really what you're thanking them for. This business about the greatest fans in baseball. Really? San Francisco? Are they the greatest?
No.
What else is on your mind, Scott?
Oh, San Francisco, they're not the greatest fans.
No.
Because when that team isn't doing well, they're booing.
And they don't fill the stadium the way we do when our team's not doing well. We still pack the place.
We still pack the place.
That's the test.
We still cheer on other teams' players who we know are good players. We'll give them standing ovations. We appreciate good baseball.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you for the call.
Okay.
All right.
It was my pleasure, Frank.
See? He gets it.
Yep.
Look at these phone lines. Maybe this should be a sports show. Wouldn't that be funny if I did a sports show and didn't know what I was talking about, which I don't? Maybe that would be an entertaining sports show. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Ben. Hallelujah.
Is this Sports Open Line with Monty?
It is Sports Open Line. My name is Monty. How can I help?
Monty.
You know what? That means you go way back.
I go way back. I'm a loyal listener.
Yes, you are.
I had an experience with First Community Credit Union that I wanted to share with all the listeners.
Is it a good one?
It's a great one.
First,
I have to preface this with two mistakes that I made. First mistake, I didn't go to Johnny Londo for a vehicle. I'll admit it. My wife had to have this certain vehicle, and Chevrolet is... She just wanted this certain vehicle.
I understand.
Just like a woman.
Sometimes wives mess things up.
Yeah.
I understand.
I know.
I have one.
Second of all, I went through the dealer for financing when I should have went to First Community to begin with, because I have all my banking with them. Mm-hmm. I told the lady when I talked to her, I said, I'm a big dumb idiot. I didn't come to you guys first. So.
Well, you're honest.
So we went out to get this vehicle, and we're doing the financing part. And I asked the guy, I told him, I said, I have a relationship with First Community. He said, we don't deal with them. He said, I'd never get a good rate from them for anybody.
Sounds to me like somebody's in this guy's pocket.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, what's up with that? So I was like, whatever. So we got a rate through another credit union that was 4.25% on a 2011 vehicle. Okay, I'm thinking, I can do better than that. So I'm going to call First Community. Week goes by, I call them. I said, what can you guys do for me? They call me back. They said, we can do 2%. Or 1.9% for 60 months on it. Like $40 a month.
All right, hang on a minute. I'm going to do a rough calculation. I just want to calculate which is a better rate. Four. What was the first rate?
4.5.
4.25.
Four and a quarter versus
1.9.
Yep, my calculator says the 1.9 is a better rate.
Yeah, I was like, man, I don't know why he wouldn't even attempt to go through these guys. He's like, tout, and we go through all these lenders and stuff. And
well, they
I'm
probably
like,
get kickbacks through a certain
And I don't want to accuse anybody of it, but you'd be surprised in this life how often people steer you one direction or another based on what they get out of it.
Well, the credit union I ended up going through initially was like a few blocks down from a dealership, so... I thought that probably had something to do with it.
Yeah, there's something going on there. But, hey.
But, it was a great – I mean, the whole experience with the lady at First Community, I don't remember her name, but it was just – it was awesome. When I got done, you know, it made me feel great that I saved some money and that they were appreciative to get my business.
Now, this car or whatever it is that you bought, this is for your wife, right?
Yeah.
And you let her decide what she'd drive? What kind of marriage do you have?
Ooh, man.
I tell my wife, here's what you'll drive.
Yeah, and you'll like it.
I have to sell a car that's paid for. I love the car that we had. Paid for, sell it to some kid. So we buy this thing, and she gives me her old car. The transmission goes out on it.
Oh.
Now I'm going to, so now I'm trying to find transmission.
There are a lot of things wrong with this picture. First of all, she gets a new car, and you get her old car with a bad transmission.
The hand-me-downs.
What kind of marriage?
Well, it gets even better because her old car was my car when it was brand new, and we got married. She took over it. So, I had the short end of the sticks, and this marriage started.
How long have you been married?
3 years. So.
Well, that explains a lot. Damn. No, that explains a lot.
Can I still get out of it now? Or?
Oh, sure you can. Stay with it as long as she keeps putting out. And then when that slacks and slows down.
What's that? What's putting out?
It's already ended.
That's bad already. Oh, 3 years.
Oh, this is a bad deal.
Ben.
I'm trying to figure out what's in this for you. You get the lousier, the worst car of the two. Yeah, no sex. Does she cook? She a good cook?
She can cook like frozen pizzas.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we missing?
This is tragic.
Is she hot? No, she good looking?
Oh, yeah, she's hot. She's a great girl, and I love her to death.
Sure you do. She's
not. Honey, if you're listening, I love you.
Yeah, you better hope she's not listening.
Too late.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate the testimonial and the admission of stupidity. It's refreshing.
Yeah, if I could just drive home, anyone out there getting a loan, try First Community because they saved me a lot of money. Right. So,
Ben, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Right, bye-bye. Wow. He gets her old car, and the transmission goes out. She's driving around in a brand-new car, and she decides. Well, she's not only deciding what she's going to drive, she decides what he's driving.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I cannot imagine being in a marriage where I didn't call all the shots as I do now.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right. I make every decision. Hmm. I tell her when she can and can't do things, where she can and can't go.
Hmm.
That's a tragic story.
Wow. I've never heard of such a thing. It is awful. Let's check in with John. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great, John.
Great. I just want to let you know I've moved all my money over to First Community 2 weeks ago.
Listen to this guy. Thank you.
I love them. They're great.
Thank you.
But the whole reason I called, though, I've heard I've had some problems with my DVR lately. I try to record the Biggest Loser, and every time I try it, it records a presidential debate.
Oh, yeah, it's broken.
No, I think it's working fine.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if anybody else was having that problem or not, just so I check in.
I believe it's a universal issue, but it's over after, as of last night, you won't have that problem anymore.
Okay, good. Then I can see the Biggest Loser from now on.
There you go. Thank you, John.
Good evening.
You too. Hey, since he mentioned that, Channel 2 had the ball game on.
Right.
So they didn't carry the debate, right?
No.
Which I find interesting, because normally, I don't care what the programming is, that debate is on all the networks, but I guess, that's the thing.
Well, sporting events, though, I think
you can't bail out of a game like that to go to the debate.
Right.
And it's certainly covered enough other places. My goodness, you could watch it on, 50 different channels if you wanted to. Let's bring Greg in here. Hello, Greg. Oh, Greg.
Him.
Greg.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I said I'm AM in the PM.
I missed that. Thank you for that. How can we help you? What can we do for you?
I forget the name of the guy who hosts the show between 10 and 12, and he reported that there was a world record pumpkin of 1,800 and something pounds.
That would be Steve Cochran.
That's it, Steve, with Josh.
And by the way, I know where you're headed with this. That's not the world record.
No.
It's over 2,000.
Right.
Yeah. I knew as soon as you said he said the world record was 1,800, it's like 2,300 pounds or something.
It was 2,009 pounds.
Well, he does not research his material.
Well, I called up to tell him that, and I got Josh, who said, well, if I wake up early, I'll call Farmer Dave and verify that. And
kind of way is that to treat a listener?
I know.
We don't treat listeners that way.
Well, that's what I thought, and it's like, well, I don't think you're going to get up that early, but, it was old news, and it was wrong.
Well, I can verify it right now for you. You're absolutely right, and if you had called us and said that, we would have said thank you so much for straightening us out, and we are really sorry we were so stupid, but they don't operate that way.
The other thing is, yesterday, I believe you were talking about how you don't put up Christmas lights.
That's true.
And I'm one of these people who doesn't do it either. I admire people who do, and they're very nice and very attractive.
I agree.
But there's no way I'm going to stand on a ladder 20 feet up in the air or higher and fall off of it and die all for some lights on an evergreen tree or on an eave on a roof.
And you're usually doing it in miserable weather.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And then July or August rolls around, and you have to take them down.
Well, and I appreciate you telling. You know, we love it when listeners report on abuse by other radio hosts. And I will tell you, I heard that Steve Cochran, that's his name, isn't it, Steve Cochran?
Yes.
I heard him one day talking to Josh, and I was just going by in the hall, and Steve said, "Man, I hate the listeners." And Josh says, me too.
Yeah.
True story.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I hate the listeners.
He's real mean to Josh, by the way.
Well, he doesn't like Josh.
Well, apparently he doesn't. I always feel better when Marvin Kilcorn comes on.
Right.
And he's much nicer to him. But that Steve guy is mean to Josh. He's always like, "What's this? Where's that? Get this. Find me that."
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he's difficult. He's very difficult. Well, thank you for reporting on them and telling on them. We appreciate it. Thank you, Greg.
All right, bye. All right.
And apparently Channel 2 streamed the debate online last night. So
why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't on TV, so they streamed.
I guess they have to at least say that.
That we made it available.
Yeah.
Except for a circumstance where you're not near a TV, all right, and you're stuck in an airport or in a wherever, and you got your computer, who would choose to watch it on a computer over a TV if you have a TV? I don't. Sometimes they act like that's your other choice.
Mm-hmm.
I would only do that when I didn't have any other choice but watch it on a computer. Let's go to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello, AM and FM.
Thank you, Brian.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
First time caller, long time listener.
Well, don't be a stranger. Glad to have you.
I was going to tell you a First Community story. I did switch auto loan over to First Community.
I hope Glenn Barks, the president, is listening to all this.
No
kidding. We need a raise. Go right ahead.
And I saved about $70, $71 a month.
Ooh. That's worth the effort.
So then I actually had a little couple days of bad luck. I had some tools stolen out of the back of my truck and in a cooler, and I ended up winning the Mizzou cooler from First Community Credit Union.
Hey, way to go.
Oh, all right.
Good for you.
So they kind of turned around my bad luck to good luck.
There you go. Well, thank you for the feedback.
Yeah.
All right.
So I had to at least let you know that it was a great experience, and they definitely love your guys' show.
Well, good. Thank you, Brian.
All right.
All righty. Unsolicited. I've said this before. If you're an advertiser, if you have a business or you work for somebody and you're in charge of advertising, you got to look beyond. You got to look at the bigger picture. You got to look beyond how much does a commercial cost and what are the ratings of the station. You got to look. First of all, the ratings are a joke. They always have been. They're even more of a joke now. I'll talk about that later, too. But you got to look at what are you really getting for your money. Are you getting your money's worth? Are you getting beyond what you're paying for? There's no other station that lets people just call out of the blue and go, "Hey, I really like my Car from Milan to offer." They're not going to let you do that. We'll let you do it. I love to hear. And I, you know, occasionally get some negative feedback. And when I do, I take care of it. I make sure that the business knows about it. And there's never been a time when the advertiser, the business, didn't contact the person who complained to me and make it right. That's the way we work here. I have to take a break, but we are coming back. And hopefully those of you who are holding can hold 4 or 5 minutes. I hope you can, because I want to talk. What we're going to do, what I'd like to do, is since there's one less of us in the room, I don't think we've been as good as we should have been over the last few years about taking enough phone calls. Nothing is more entertaining to me than you folks. I love when you call here. And if you've never called, call. It's easy. And we're not going to rake you over the coals and make you look stupid. You make yourself look stupid, some of you.
Well,
some of you have been very good at that, and that's entertaining too. So hang on, because we will be coming right back. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, our financial advisors who work with people who have $25,000 or more. Now, I will tell you that for the level they are in the world of financial advice, and they're well-respected. They have a very successful business. I'm actually surprised that their minimum is $25,000. I am. I would expect it to be more like $100,000 or more. But that's good news for you. If you have $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, that they will treat you and work with you the same way they will with somebody who comes in there with $5 million. But I'm surprised that it's that low. I would expect it to be more. I know and have known of financial advisors who won't talk to anybody who doesn't have $1 million, a million and up, 500,000 up, 25,000 or more, and they will be happy to talk to you because their goal is the same as yours, and that's to turn that into more than $25,000. And working together, you're going to be able to do that, I hope. They don't guarantee anything, and anybody who does, run from those people who guarantee you a certain return on something, unless it's a locked-in rate on a specific investment. That's different. But these people that say, you come with us, and you let us handle, you know, your investments, and I'll tell you, you'll be looking at an annual return overall. Don't buy into that stuff. Or anybody who thinks they know what the stock market's going to do, they're not fortune tellers. These people are very realistic. They know what they can and can't do, and what they can't do is predict the future. If they could, they would have retired 20 years ago. Because they would have known everything to invest in for themselves and wouldn't have to work with anybody else. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus, if you'd like to set up a meeting and you have that $25,000 or more, even if it's already invested somewhere or you already have a financial advisor, so what? See what they have to say. It all starts with their website, markandjason.com.
It's time to look at traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Working with a couple incidents out there this afternoon. Got a stall eastbound on 370 on the ramp to northbound 270. The left lane is closed on the ramp there. Eastbound on Page near 141. Debris reported in the roadway in the center lane. Got a stall reported now westbound 44 just past Lewis Road on the right shoulder. The normal slowdowns on 270 southbound, not quite there yet. No delays between 64 and 44. Eastbound on Highway 70, though, does start to hit the brakes at Grand, between Grand and 10th Street. Other than that, it's a pretty good start to your afternoon drive after those showers. And you're really slow this morning. This update brought to you by Constant Contact. Do you ever feel like you've hit a roadblock when marketing your small business? Constant Contact helps you cross that barrier with easy-to-use tools that grow your business from email to events, local deals to social media promotions. Learn which product is right for you at ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This guy.
We are a country that has welcomed people of every race and everything.
And this guy.
President Obama began his presidency with an apology tour.
Are going to yet again face off in another freaking debate.
Mr. Announcer.
Yada, yada, yada. You know the drill.
Mr. Announcer.
Huh?
There are no more debates.
What? No more debates.
That's right. No more debates.
Seriously?
That's right.
Hallelujah. That means there's only one thing left to do.
How was that?
Get out and vote. Then keep it here for all the local, state, and of course, national results on election night. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If Granite is on your mind, then you're going to like what you're about to hear.
Right now, until the final day of October, Granite Busters is proud to present the lowest prices on their most in-demand product.
It's the top 10 sale.
Choose any of the top 10 selling granite colors and save up to $10 per square foot.
Hurry and get your granite picked out. Schedule measurements and installation, and your new granite countertops could be in before the guests arrive for the holidays.
Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, shower, bar, and even fireplace with the hottest selling colors.
Call Granite Busters now for details.
636-282-3900.
Or stop in the Design Center in 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Pick out the perfect slab and get your installation scheduled right away.
It's the top 10 sale.
Going on now, but ending on October 31st.
Hurry. When it's over, it's over.
Don't settle for pretenders.
Go with the number one name in Granite.
Granite Busters.
636-282-3900.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-391-9558. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-391-9558. That's 1-800-391-9558.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Politician Dan Beiser is lying about Kathy Smith's record because he doesn't want you to know the truth about his. Dan Beiser voted four times to give himself a pay raise, and he joined with Pat Quinn and the Chicago Democrat machine to raise income taxes by 67%. Dan Beiser is raising our taxes and driving jobs out of Illinois. And now, Dan Beiser is launching false negative attacks against Kathy Smith. Politician Dan Beiser raised his own pay, raised your taxes, and now he wants you to reward him with another term? Kathy Smith is the better choice. She fought to cut politicians' pay, and she opposed the Beiser-Quinn income tax increase. A small business owner, Kathy Smith knows how to create jobs, cut spending, and restore opportunity to our region. Kathy Smith for state representative, because we deserve better than Beiser.
Paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation. Now just $11.87 a roll. It's softer and a lot easier to handle. And the new lower price? Well, that's a lot easier on your wallet. For a better insulation job, start with better insulation. Get your hands on Owens Corning EcoTouch, now only $11.87 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at Walmart on rollback for only $9.97 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from October 18th through January 17th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination. Now available at Walmart.
And Ivory. Yeah. I know my music, buddy.
And Ivory live together in perfect harmony.
All right.
Side by side.
We have a member of our team here who's in the hospital. Been in and out of the hospital. We're going to talk to him. But Mark here has been holding for a long time, so I'm going to get him in here first. Hello, Mark.
How you doing? I'd like to say I'm AM and the PM.
Well, we love to hear it. Thank you.
The thing I want to say is I like when other teams, whether it's football, baseball, or what have you, they like to say that, like I heard them say, that they're the Jaguar Nation. There's only one nation. It's the Cardinal Nation. It's because you can go anywhere across this nation and find Cardinal fans.
Wow, the Jaguar. That doesn't even sound right.
Oh, know? Yeah. Every team tries to say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't work.
It doesn't sound right at all, does it?
No, it sounds stupid. What else is on your mind?
I'm just glad it's not raining no more. In actuality, if you want to know the truth, I traveled to Japan for work, and me and the guy we were traveling with, we couldn't believe it, but we actually saw people wearing Cardinal stuff.
In wow. Japan? In Japan?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you sound overly relaxed almost. Did you just wake up or something?
No, nah, I'm fighting a cold. For the past 3 days, so.
All right, NyQuil, double the dosage. You'll be out like a light. It's the best.
Then I will be relaxed, huh?
You bet. Thank you, Mark.
All right, thanks.
All right, now, Tim Weiland, who does traffic here, he can't hear me, can he?
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this. Alan Barklage, to me, was like the all-time easiest-to-listen-to traffic reporter. He had fun with it. He was engaging. You could joke with him. A close second is Tim Weiland, but I don't want him to know that. And I keep hearing, you know, last week, the week before, he's in the hospital, he's out of the hospital, he's back in the hospital, now he's out, and he's back in the hospital again. So we're just going to get it straight from him, live from the hospital, Tim Weiland. Tim, how are you?
Hi, Frank. Well, I'm doing a lot better. And by the way, I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, we know that. Yeah. What hospital are you in?
I am in St. Clair, down in Fenton.
Mm. Oh, that's a nice hospital. It's a nice new hospital.
It's a very nice hospital.
So what's the deal with you? What do you have?
Well, they finally, it's diverticulitis.
Yeah.
Swollen colon, I call it.
Oh.
Now, either you have that, or you're saying you have it because you're embarrassed if it's some rectal issue or something. I thought maybe, we read an article yesterday, and this is not a joke. They did a fecal transplant. They transplanted the poop of a woman into her son. You didn't have that. Did you poop transplant?
No.
Well, when
no.
you say colon, well, you know, well, you never know.
Maybe that's one of the options they can look into.
Yeah, to ask them about a fecal transplant for you.
Okay, I'd rather not. I want to get rid of whatever fecal matter I've got.
But believe it or not, the reason for this fecal transplant from the mom to the son was to kill off its a particular bacteria that this kid's poop didn't have in it that it needed to kill another bacteria. This could be the answer for you, but I'm not donating.
Wow. No. And we've heard, Tim, that you said this is you had a heart attack and a stent. You said that was no problem compared to this, right?
Oh, this is by far. I you know, over the years I've always had some kind of little problems with my intestines and that, but nothing bad and stuff. But I'm telling you what, this when it's down in your lower abdomen and it just wipes you out.
Oh.
It completely wipes you
pardon
out.
The
and
pun.
Then,
well, Tim, we can even hear as we speak with you. Yeah. We hear some of the side effects that go along with this diverticulitis. It's obvious, just even over the phone. Now, I've heard the term diverticulitis over the years from older people as when I was a kid. What exactly is it?
Well, I'm still trying to find out exactly what it is too. Right, as you your colon starts swelling up in that, and then it can go nowhere. You know, it can only swell up so much.
Oh.
And what happens is that it forms these the pressure of it.
Poop pockets.
Poop pockets. You know, it forms these little pockets, you know, like on one side, you know, there might be several of them on one side, and then the other pocket is the appendix, you know, and so you've got, that's where things end up getting caught in, and it doesn't move. And the thing is, this thing happened to me when I came into the studio with, 2 weeks ago with, Paul Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed I start getting it then, and on Saturday I went to the hospital, and it just was awful. I hadn't had any kind of movement or that, and then on Wednesday they sent me home, and they shouldn't have, and it got really bad again at home. So I came back here on Sunday, and they're going to keep me here until either Thursday or Friday.
So what exactly do they do to you? I mean, you don't have surgery or anything.
Is it like, do they give you enemas, or they try to flush
it
out? No?
No, they can't do that because your colon is so, it's so swollen, and it's infected in that. So you can't, they can't really do anything. So all they do is they give you really strong antibiotics to kill off the infection, and then they give you,
painkillers.
Yeah, they gave me a pretty good one right before you guys called.
Yeah. Well, it says here the definition is small bulging sacs or pouches of the inner lining of the intestine that become inflamed or infected, and most often these pouches are in the large intestine, which is the colon.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it I'm telling you what, I don't wish this pain even on my ex-wife.
Is it like? Is it a cramping?
Oh yes. yes. It is cramping. It's spasms.
It says, as a result, constipation and hard stools are more likely to occur, causing people to strain when passing stools.
Yeah, and what happens is you feel like you have to go, and then you can't go, and then what happens after that is you get nothing but these spasms, and you're just in pain. And I'm telling you, Frank, I just was in the twilight zone. It just wipes you out so much. I couldn't move. I didn't want to move.
Wow.
You know, people kept saying, "Hey, get up and walk around," and it's like that made it worse.
Have you had an opportunity to get a sponge bath?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Don't accept one from a guy. If they send if they send a male nurse in with soap and water, go no,
get out of here.
No, bring
Bruce
a hot chick in here, and I'll take my sponge bath. And then I would, if I were in the hospital, to me, that's one of the few things that would be good about. I'd ask for a sponge bath like twice a day.
Well, they actually, I mean, what they do is they let me go in and just take a regular shower. You know, they take your IVs out and wrap it up, and then you go in and just take a quick shower, and that's about it.
So when are you supposed to get out of there?
Probably, the one doctor told me today I'd probably get out of there by sometime on Thursday, and then I plan on coming back to work next week.
You're not going to have to wear a bag, are you?
No.
I'm thinking. But it says you need to up your fiber, Tim.
Yeah,
your fiber.
Well, fiber.
And that's true. You have to, what you do when this first clears up is you go low fiber. And then they gradually move it into high fiber and drink lots of water. And then the other thing is
you know what, Tim? Don't be embarrassed about what's going on there. We understand.
We hear it,
but we're not going to make fun of it.
Those little pockets are releasing.
You can't help it. For people listening, what you're hearing, Tim can't help that.
No,
he has got articulitis.
But one of the things you have to watch is you know, eating seeds like strawberries or grapes or tomatoes
and peanuts, like right? That. Peanuts and popcorn too. Is that correct?
You can't. No, they don't want you to eat that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a matter of fixing the diet, but I will tell you guys, this has been painful. This has been a real painful thing, and they shouldn't have sent me home, but they did. One doctor overrode the other one, and then I called back, and they said, no, come back down. So here I am.
Well, oh, Tim, oh, my goodness. Well, it sounds horrible, and seriously, get out of there and get back to work, because quite frankly,
we missed you, buddy.
I don't want to mention any names, but there's one or two of these traffic people. They bore me to death. Really, they're just, you know, they're bland, and we need you back here, okay?
Well, thanks for thinking of me. I really appreciate that. That brightened up my day.
Get well soon.
All right, thank you, Frank.
Tim Weiland, everybody. Number one
trooper.
Number one traffic reporter.
Wow.
Diverticulitis. I don't have time to take another call, do I?
Maybe one
can I
quick
take one.
One?
Let's go to Paul. He's been holding. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how's it going? AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I was wondering if you could tell me the reasoning behind, there's a commercial on your station there about the baby boomer generation.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the commercial, they say, form out right arm. What does that mean?
Farm out right arm.
Well, back in the 60s, there were two expressions. One was far out. John Denver used to say far out all the time. And the other one was right on. And there was this running, I don't know what it was,
play
on words where people would go farm out right arm. It was just a way of screwing with far out and right. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's very stupid.
And today today it's even more stupid because people like you don't even know what it means. So I don't know that I get the point of using it, but it's boomers would.
Well, we're getting ready to have a baby boomer expo,
right? And boomers would remember farm out and right arm as a takeoff on far out and right on. So that's what it is. It really isn't supposed to be identified or recognized by anybody except older people like us, the baby boomers.
All right. Well, it's been my pleasure.
Well, mine too. Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a great point, though. I mean, you're hipper.
Yeah, no, I've heard of those.
To boomer stuff than most people.
Yeah.
But the average 30-year-old, if they hear farm out right arm, what is that? That's stupid. And it actually is stupid. Went to the lake this weekend and went into a market, a grocery store, and I asked if they had American Patriot beer. And the person said, what's that? And I thought, wow, I need to remember this moment, because not too far down the road, in the not too distant future, I think you're going to see a time when it'll be hard to imagine that, people didn't even know or hadn't heard of American Patriot beer. I think it's doing well, and it's going to do even better. Here's an email I get from Patricia. And she says, Frank, we listen every day. I've been hearing you advertise American Patriot beer. Finally decided to get some, and I am quite pleased with it. It does not have the bite that some others do. I actually took a beer and recorded. We have a special, very sensitive microphone that it records the bite if a beer has it. And here's the bite of another competitive beer that I tasted. Hear that?
Oh.
Now, that's bite. That's a beer. You don't want that beer.
No.
Now, I'm gonna take a sip with the microphone. You actually place the microphone in the corner of your mouth. I will now take a sip of American Patriot, and you should not hear the bite. All right, now I'm going to taste another well-known beer, and you'll hear the difference. I will sip it. Hang on. Now, see?
Oh, it's
totally different. Wow. Beer's got a bite to it. So Patricia says it doesn't have the bite some others do. Thank you for the tip. And great show. I know you're interviewing a number of potential ladies. Well, I don't think we want any ladies in here to round out the team. And they need a certain something to appeal to your listening audience, as well as all of you right there on the station. Well, Pat gets it. She knows that we, not just anybody, can sit in here and do this. And, Pat, I appreciate the fact that you bought American Patriot beer. And I would say to those of you who haven't tried it, try it. If you're somewhere and they don't serve it, as was the case, and it hasn't made it to the lake yet. I know they're starting to sell it in Illinois. But put the pressure on them. Say, when do you think you'll get American Patriot? I sure would love to buy some here, and just sort of put the strong arm on them, and gradually more and more people are going to be selling them. It really is, and I'm not a beer expert, a very smooth, pleasant-tasting beer. It's American Patriot beer. It comes in light and in regular, and you can pick it up at all the major supermarkets, Mobile on the Run. If they don't have it, ask for it. American Patriot Beer, AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com.